Greetings, programs. Welcome to part three of the Day 4 Toy Fair 2006 RTM podcast. This will be the last, probably the last part for today, and they'll be covering three companies, Plan B Toys, Mezco, and NECA. Not necessarily in that order, but maybe. You'll just have to listen and find out. But I'm going to start out with Plan B. So now you really don't know, because I am going kind of in order, but will I continue? I don't know. I'm going to let the tension build a bit. But right now, I know some people would love to see the super articulated emergency or super articulated special forces figures. Well, it's certainly something that they'd like to do, but without retail support yet, you know, that's just going to have to wait a little while. But they have been working on the body. I've seen, you know, some of the prototypes, and it looks pretty nice, but again, it's just not ready for prime time yet. But they are going to be continuing with their bust lines for Labyrinth and also for the Dark Crystal. So, and yes, you'll be able to have a David Bowie mini bust. Well, as soon as David Bowie approves it, that is. And they're hoping to have two of those, just one regular release and one as an exclusive for the San Diego Comic-Con. So start saving up your money if you're a Bowie or Labyrinth fan. But they're also going to be making some more regular 6-inch military figures. The video game Brothers in Arms, done by Gearbox Games, this fall is the way it's looking. That there'll be probably four figures for that sold in, you know, and they haven't yet decided exactly how it's going to be done, but probably later this year there'll be a way to get four figures done with that, and they'll have new heads and some new accessories so that you can add that to your army of World War II action figures. Also, they're doing some soccer, or as the rest of the world knows it, football. Some figures of various international soccer football stars. And you know what? Since I don't watch soccer, and to me football is, you know, kind of an oblong-shaped item that's made out of pigskin. Well, not really anymore, but called a pigskin. How's that? Anyway, to me football is football. And so I don't know any of the guys, although I do know one of them's a referee. Go figure. But it's going to be hard to find them in, they're not going to be as available here in the U.S., but definitely in Europe there'll be a line of figures and also a line of resin statues along the same line. So if you're a big fan of that, you may want to keep your eye out. If you're not, then I guess you won't. But beyond that, I think that about covers the stuff that Plan B's got on the plate for themselves right now. And hopefully we'll, and they're just kind of helping develop the soccer line. I mean, they are getting the sculpting done and helping them with manufacturing and everything like that. But otherwise, that's it. However, they may have some more stuff at their booth in Javits. I don't think they do, but we'll find out tomorrow. And we'll try and let you know if there's anything more to report. But just great guys, so. So you should buy their stuff and keep them going. Or just send them money. They'll probably take it. I mean, I'm pretty sure they will. Just, you know, planbtoys.com. Email them, say, should I just send you some money? And I'm reasonably sure they'll say yes. They probably won't return it. But you never know. And but moving on a little bit, from there we're going to go to Mezco. Haha, I am sticking in order. But Mezco will be the next up. We had a chance to stop into to the showroom. Mez is still there doing his thing. Well, we didn't really get a chance to talk to him because he was busy doing his thing, but definitely had a lot of interesting offerings from Mezco. One thing that's going to jump out to everybody, the big 18-inch King Kong, which is based on the new movie, not the original Kong, but it's a new movie, and man, is it just, it is really, really cool looking. They did an awesome job. I mean, it's, you know, it's like they, you know, they took the character from the movie and they actually made it look like it, unlike, oh, I don't know, everything that Playmates made, which, you know, I'm not sure what they did to make that so wrong. But Playmates definitely did a pretty good job at not doing that right. And, you know, it's a gorilla. I don't know how difficult that must be, but apparently it is rather difficult. Now, if it was a turtle, well, they might not have got that either, because, you know, turtles can't walk and jump around and do ninja. Well, maybe some of them can, but anyway, the King Kong stuff looked great. They're also doing the Notorious B.I.G. and Public Enemy, along with Flava Flav. Little trivia for you. When Flav approved his figure, he said that there's one thing you got to do to my figure, though. You got to make sure it's right. And he's got a little clock on him, and he said the clock's got to be set at 4:20. And if you know what that means, I guess those Say No to Drug ads just didn't work on you, did they? You know, this is your brain, and this is your brain on drugs. And this is an enormous omelet from Burger King killing you. Anyway, sorry. But moving on with Mezco stuff. They also had a variety, some new Family Guy stuff, the Series 3, and which includes God. Yes, that's right. God is in Series 3. And they're also doing, they had some Series 4 stuff there, which also looked pretty cool, and they're going to do a deluxe larger Quagmire, who's going to have a little voice chip. And you know, they're definitely going to continue on with the Family Guy, as long as, and it's a lot like Series 3 and even Series 4 had some more obscure figures that escape my memory at the moment, but you know, they did have on display two Series Family Guy, so if you're a fan of that, you'll have a chance to get those. Also, they've got South Park, a variety of more South Park figures. You know, Kyle and Ike and Token Stan. Of course, Mr. Hanky, and they're planning to make a bigger deluxe Mr. Hanky. And, well, you know, you can't be a toy company that's made the Pope and God without throwing in number three, which I would say is Jesus. Of course, Jesus rates a little higher than the Pope. Not quite as much as God, although kind of, sort of, he's the same, but sort of not. And it's not like the Jim Caviezel Jesus now either, okay? This one's a much more South Parkian Jesus, who's got his own TV show and all that. But, yes, it's an interesting company, that's for sure. But they also had that on display. They had Series 2 of Hellboy, and just some concept art for Series 3 of Hellboy. Nothing really firm on that, but they did have Series 2 on display. Some more, well, the Living Dead dolls they had were ones that had already hit. Some more of the Living Dead dollies. And something very cool and new that they have is a zombie series called Afterlife. I mean, like, everybody does zombies, just everybody, but they're really creepy looking zombies, and interesting though, interesting on top of that. So, and Mez also has his, like the Mezits, the pirate guys and the ninja guys, which again are very cool, especially the ninja guys who have magnets in their feet so they can crawl up your refrigerator and, you know, have their way with all the frozen food in there. They are the Freezer Burn Warriors. But, you know, all in all, Mezco, they do have a lot of nice stuff. And definitely some cool and interesting ideas, and probably something I even left out that slipped my mind. But you get the picture. And from there, we'll move on to NECA. Now, the very cool stuff there they had at NECA is, of course, news on the Balrog, April. It's going to be available in April. And it's going to come in kind of a plain brown package. It's not going to be a printed up four color window box or any of that other stuff. Why? Well, I don't know, because as big as the package is going to be, that would be a lot extra to print it up in a nice package, and basically, if you're buying it, you know exactly what you want to get. So it's going to come in kind of a generic package. I don't think it's going to be like black and white on the outside, just say, you know, Balrog of Middle Earth. But that would be kind of cool in a way. But it'll surely say what it is, but there's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be any kind of fancy schmancy kind of deal. But they also had some Pirates, some more Pirates of the Caribbean. They had Series 2, which should be hitting, if it hasn't hit near you yet, it'll hit soon. Series 3 from the first movie. And the cool thing about those is that the bases all go together to form a diorama. And then they had the first two series of figures from Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. And they all look, you know, really cool. And they're going to be the same way. They're going to have, except the way they're going to be broken up is some of them are going to be bad guys. Well, some of the characters are bad. Some of the characters are good. You know, that's just how it works. But the bad guys are going to, all their bases are going to go together to build a diorama that's going to be like Davy Jones' deck on a ship, and the good guys will go together to build another diorama. So, and of course, there'll be some Jack Sparrows, there'll be like a, you know, some couple new Jacks. So, Captain Jack is back, and the stuff looks really, really nice. I think I believe Gene St. Gene worked on those too, who've also done so much great work at McFarlane Toys. So definitely be on the lookout for those. I mean, they just look awesome, but they'll be coming out closer to the, you know, release of the movie summer, more of a summer kind of thing. But they also had some Resident Evil 4 figures, which again looked really cool. Some of their music figures, including the larger Freddie Mercury, John. You know, they got a John Lennon. They're going to be doing Kurt Cobain, which looks really good. They're going to be doing like kind of an AC/DC for those about to rock little playset kind of box set thing. It'll even come with a cannon and also a Jimmy Page. So you got that going on. I mean, they just really have a lot of cool stuff. Of course, in Movie Maniac, well, excuse me, not called Classics, they have the Hannibal Lecter, which looks really cool. They're going to be doing the dude and puppet from Saw. I mean, they've just got just a lot of cool little figures that are, you know, a lot of cool licenses. So that way they can do the with the cult classics. It's just going to continue. You know, they've got Die Hard. They're going to do a larger Bruce Willis from Die Hard, but just a nice mix of products. And something very cool that they're going to be doing is Year Without Santa Claus. You remember a few years ago, Palisades did a really nice job on some Year Without Santa Claus figures, and now NECA has a license, and so they're going to be working on that. They didn't really have anything to show yet. They're just kind of still concepting it and trying to figure out, but they want to do a nice wide variety of products for that. And that's always been a popular line with people. We continue to this day to get emails on a regular basis every holiday season, people wanting to buy those things, which, of course, we don't have, wanting to know where to buy them, which is eBay, and then being, you know, unhappy because they can't just go out and get them or that they're expensive on eBay. But, I mean, that's just how it works. You know, it's unfortunate that more couldn't have been made. But there will be more made now, and they're going to be made by NECA. And, of course, they're planning to continue with the Staction figures. I think they're shooting for trying to do three series of the Stactions this year instead of two, like last year. They're also going to have an exclusive, you know, an exclusive Staction at probably at San Diego, but they won't tell us who. And the way they're going to work it, though, is it's going to kind of be a variant of a figure that's in another series, so that if you don't get it at the show, you can still get the same character, but the paint will be a little different. And they want to try and do with the paint scheme, something more along the lines of, you know, some with kind of more of a classic paint scheme from the original Masters of the Universe, and then some that are a little more like a modern, modern kind of paint scheme with them. They've also got some more Nightmare Before Christmas stuff coming. And again, with Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal looks really good. I mean, they had a fully painted prototype there. He's going to come all in a straight jacket with a mask and a little cart when they wheel him in the scene where he talks to the senator whose daughter's been kidnapped. But make no mistake, that won't be the last you see of Dr. Lecter. They're considering whether to make him in an 18-inch size. And also, they'll definitely be trying to do a couple different outfits and scenes from Silence of the Lambs for Mr. Lecter. But of course, the big cool thing that I'm waiting for is the Balrog, which is going to have sounds, electronics, you know, and good articulation. I mean, it's not going to, you know, it's going to be all plastic. It's in scale with the Toy Biz stuff. It's not a compromise. You know, it's going to be the real deal. And I mean, all the prototypes look fantastic, and I have no doubt that the final product is going to be probably the best action figure that's done this year and possibly any other year, because it's just that freaking cool. So that kind of wraps up NECA. It's already been answered that the Tearaway clown, I believe, and you had to forgive me, but I'm just not a Nightmare Before Christmas fan. Sorry, just doesn't do anything for me, and I know lots of folks love it to death. I know who Jack Skellington is, only because I see him everywhere, but whichever guy had a Tearaway face, yes, it'll come off. And they did have a lot more Nightmare stuff that they have planned. They want to continue with the line. It's popular, it's doing well, so that means it should continue to do well. Or they should continue to make it. So, but definitely a lot of good stuff. I mean, NECA's really doing some really good stuff in different series of action figures, and they're definitely worth checking out. And they've been trying to put out, and the Highlander stuff will be out. They're almost done with the box set of the medieval fight, quote unquote, which consisted of the Kurgan running out and stabbing McLeod, but you know, not exactly what you'd call a major battle. Probably about as close as Indiana Jones fighting that swordsman in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But hey, it all worked out in the end. One guy died, and then he came back to life, and eventually cut the other dude's head off. Oh, spoilers! But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up, since I actually went about, you know, I'm over 18 minutes now, so I probably could have broken this up into another one, but hey, I figured I'd give you a long one here at the end just to throw you off a little bit. So that's it for day number 4. We'll be back tomorrow for day number 5, which will kind of be a wrap-up of the last companies that we see, and I'm not sure if I'll throw it in tomorrow or maybe wait a few days to throw in a few thoughts on the whole fair. So otherwise, make sure you bring a change of underwear wherever you go, and don't forget, vote for Pedro. Later.